Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hey, what's going on? Mark Grody here. There are some things in life that you just can't get out of, like jury duty, rush hour traffic, taxes, fill in the blank, lots of things. But thankfully, now getting out of your contract and rid of your old phone isn't one of those things. Don't get stuck with a network you're not happy with. Get unstuck. Join Verizon and they'll pay your cost to switch. They'll pay up to $650 on your old phone or contract when you trade in your phone. Visit any Verizon store for complete details. Better matters. Verizon. New smartphone device payment activation and port in required. Get up to $650 prepaid card for installment plan. Balance less trade in value or up to $350 prepaid card for early termination fees. Less trade in value. Trade in must be in good working condition and be worth more than $0. Line must remain active for 6 months. Subject to Verizon agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Back one in the air, deep right center field. This ball's back to the wall. Home run, Ben Zobrist.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3:02 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs and Pirates again tonight from Wrigley Field. Jose Quintana will take the mound and face off with Ivan Nova in this one. Meanwhile, Kyle Edwards Jr. and Ian Happ hung out with Spieglin Parkins this afternoon, and Edwards explained the origin of bullpen dancing.
It happened against the Brewers when we had to dance off with those guys. And then for some odd reason, every time we hit a home run, we started dancing. And I have to give that credit to Ashley Strope. He was the one that started it. And it was like a train wreck at first. And now I think we sort of now have some kind of choreography going.
Cubs pregame with Mark Grody starts at 6:30 tonight right here on 670 The Score. White Sox are in Minnesota to take on the Twins. Derek Holland gets a start in this one. He'll face off with Jose Berrios. If you're wondering how Holland's season has gone thus far, he hasn't struck out a left-hander in 40 consecutive plate appearances against lefties. That goes all the way back to July 16th. First pitch from Target Field tonight at 7:10. The Bears are warming up for their fourth and final preseason game tomorrow night against the Browns. Greg Gabriel joined Mully and Hanley this morning. He says he doesn't think the Bears will start the season with three quarterbacks on their roster.
Sanchez was brought in as $1 million guaranteed. He's $1 million insurance policy. He's only played, what, three series during the whole preseason, didn't play last week, is not going to play this week. I think he probably will be let go, and he's the guy that they go to in case of an injury and bring back.
Elsewhere in the NFL, tomorrow night's preseason game between the Texans and Cowboys has been canceled due to the flooding in Houston. The Steelers are the favorite to land the newly released cornerback Joe Hayden and linebacker Ahmad Brooks set to finalize a deal with the Packers. Finally, in tennis, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, both winners at the U.S. Open. On the women's side, Maria Sharapova just getting ready to play. Venus Williams plays later on tonight. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chevrolet of Naperville. Visit ChevroletofNaperville.com today. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Welcome back to the Bernstein Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Yeah, Julie just mentioned it in her update, and it's like a twist of a knife in my back, because yesterday I had an acquisition or a transaction that I wanted the Bears to make, and it was piggybacking off of the comments. We were talking to a guest, and you mentioned the wide receiver position for the Bears. They need to upgrade it, and I was like, oh, tease right there.
Wait, I got something to get to here, right?
Yeah. I was like, I got an acquisition they should make, and it's not with the damn wide receivers. It was Joe Hayden. I was going to talk about
sure
Joe Hayden. I swear to God, I was going to talk about Joe Hayden yesterday when we got, you know, wrapped up in doing the silliness that we normally do. And then the next day, the Browns, I was going to say, you know, hey, maybe the Bears can fly a fourth or fifth rounder to the Browns and say, hey, it's a corner. It's a guy who's got decent ball skills.
Is he a 3-4 style corner?
He is a man press corner. That dude can play whatever you want.
Sticky?
Technically, he is sound. And then the Browns didn't get anything for him, and they released him. Now he's going to be a Steeler. What the Browns are doing with analytics, I think, may come back to bite them in the ass because of how the cap works. They did the same thing in terms of Brock Osweiler, but they had to get rid of him, and they did get rid of him. And there was another salary cap situation that they were trying to circumvent, and then they still have to pay Joe Hayden $4 million this year.
But if he gets to the Steelers, that means the Bears passed.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Bears didn't want him, and he probably didn't want the Bears. He probably called, you know, championship level teams and said, I'll jump on for this amount of money. And a lot of fans are asking why. This is from Browns Wire. The easy answer is the correct one. Hayden's play wasn't worth what he was being paid for the last 2 years. It hasn't even been close. Hayden signed a 5-year, $67.5 million contract extension in 2014. Fresh off his second Pro Bowl berth in as many years, he was due $7.7 million in 2017. And his signing bonus will still cost Cleveland $3.2 million in 2018 cap room. The team saved his own salary from the books, though the Browns remain awash in cap room this year. He simply wasn't worth what the team was due to pay him, and that was a major red flag for the analytical department now in charge of the Browns front office and team strategy. Overpaying for diminished skills is the antithesis of analytics. So, yes, I was going to float it out there like, yeah, fourth or fifth rounder for a guy who can make some plays on the ball. You don't have a lot at that position. Samu Kamara came from somewhere else. Marcus Cooper came from somewhere else. These are two guys who are, you know, if you strike gold with them, fine, but I don't think they're long-term answers at the position. Now it seems like he's going to be a Steeler. Damn it, I wish I would have gotten to it yesterday.
Move over, Sue. There is a bigger dinosaur coming to the Field Museum. This is from our website at cbschicago.com. The Field Museum announced today that Sue, the T-Rex that you know and love, is getting a makeover in celebration of the museum's 125th anniversary. What it means for a Tyrannosaur makeover, which you probably assume, you know, cleaning, maybe restaging. In her place will stand a touchable cast of the biggest dinosaur ever discovered. Thanks to a $16.5 million gift from the Kenneth C. Griffin Charitable Fund, the Field Museum is receiving a cast of a Patago Titan Maiorum.
I'm going to try to type that into Google and see what it looks like.
Patago Titan Maiorum, a giant long-necked herbivore. Put Mike Glenn in there.
Hey.
A giant long-necked herbivore from Argentina that's part of a group of dinosaurs called Titanosaurs.
Oh.
And this is one of the largest private contributions ever made to a Chicago museum. 122 feet long from snout to tail. That is longer than two CTA accordion buses. End to end. Yes, that is the full brute. The dinosaur is so tall that when guests stand on the museum's second floor, they will be eye to eye with the giant. So it's going to be in Stanley Field Hall, and visitors will be able to touch the cast and walk underneath it. So, you know, I know
it's definitely something to go check out.
Sure, especially if your kid is in the middle of a dinosaur phase.
Mm-hmm. Every kid goes through.
And every kid has a dinosaur phase. This is yet another thing that you can do and have it be hands-on and go enjoy.
By the way, to all the people texting, I thought I did mention that Hayden had got released.
You did?
Yeah, okay. All right. A lot of people are saying that we're talking about waiver wires. All right, so this is from ProFootballTalk.com, posted by Michael David Smith. If Johnny Manziel wants to kickstart his pro football career, he may need to do it in Canada. But even in the Canadian Football League, he might not be able to find a team willing to take on his baggage. Manziel worked out last week for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, TSN reports. But the Tie Cats came away with thinking Manziel isn't ready for a return to pro football. The Tie Cats were interested enough in Manziel that new coach June Jones joined several high-level team executives in traveling to Buffalo to meet with him. But at the end of the meeting day, they agreed that they weren't going to take a chance on Manziel. They reportedly didn't think he was in good enough shape physically and didn't think he was ready to be the face of their franchise off the field.
Ooh.
Jones has been trying to shake up things in Hamilton since becoming the head coach in the middle of the season, but he saw an attempt to hire disgraced ex-Baylor coach Art Briles blow up in his face, and it's not going to work out with Manziel either. So he wanted to add Art Briles and Johnny Manziel to this team. June?
No.
Go back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Get the old lay around the neck. The thing, the actual ornament, you know, and enjoy yourself. Stop doing this to teams.
Yeah, their CEO, the Ticat CEO, said most of the tsunami of negativity started in the United States about Briles. I think most of the social media activity was generated out of the States, where Art Briles and Baylor is still a very, very fresh issue. I think we clearly underestimated that.
Well,
we underestimated the tsunami of negativity that was going to happen, and we made a mistake in trying to contemplate a second chance versus the impact of what had happened at Baylor. I think as the day went on, it just became very clear that despite the fact that most people in life believe in second chances, it became very clear this was just not acceptable to people. You're blaming another country's right. social media tsunami for right. your misjudgment or for you not caring enough about something like what Art Briles did?
As the day went on, by the way, too.
Like, as the day went on.
At around 10:30, they were like, all right,
52 rapes.
This is bad.
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah. Are any more on there? Joel Osteen was like, hey, guys, the pressure isn't getting any less on you. Make the decisions now.
First half numbers. I'm going to give you these, and this is, I'm just going to, this shouldn't be too difficult for you.
Okay.
Okay. First half.
Well, there's a lot of pressure now.
You're damn right.
I'm just saying, you know.
All right, first half numbers, slash line, 329, 448, 691, OPS of 1.139.
That was the first half of the
first half. Batting average of balls in play, 426. Weighted on base average, 466. Weighted runs created plus, 197. Okay.
Was the slugging?
The slugging was 691.
Okay.
Second half numbers.
Okay.
Second half, batting 179.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, so let me just finish. Second half, 179, on base 341, slugging 352. That's an OPS of 692. Batting average of balls in play down to 257. Weighted on base average is down 164 points to 302. The weighted runs created plus is down 112 points, down to 15% below league average at 85. Is it all rise? This man is indeed what's left of Aaron Judge.
Yeah. There's an ESPN piece written with the headline, Yankees need Aaron Judge to be better and luckier.
Better would be good.
Right. You can't really control the luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it as of late. Hey, you know, he's still going to get MVP votes, but yeah.
I mean,
Gary Sanchez has had to be their guy because Aaron Judge has been bad.
If you want to see what falling off the table looks like.
You wonder if he's injured or something like that, right? I mean, I don't know. I haven't kept up with the Yankees on a day-to-day basis, but is there any talk of maybe an upper body injury or a wrist injury that could affect his swing that much? I know guys get tape on you that first time around, like, all right, these are where the holes in his swing are, but come on, we're talking about Titanic typed holes in the swing if you're talking about these numbers here.
This is something that if you know baseball people should watch this, and also those, especially when you're talking about the number one media market and somebody as telegenic as he was, who was literally breaking StatCast to the point where it couldn't measure some of his home runs. He was hitting them where the cameras couldn't operate properly, and it's an amazing story. Seems like a terrific guy, but he's been horrible.
Dan, is it a stupid question to ask how his first half BABIP can be so high if he hit so many homers?
No, it's not, because it would probably be in line drive percentage. Wow.
Just saying.
You just kill him.
I love him.
His line drive percentage, you know, it's funny you bring that up. Ground ball, fly ball has been drastically different. He was 1.01 first half, 0.62 second half. So it looks like you've got a... But his fly ball rate first half was 37.5. His fly ball rate in the second half is 48.1.
Now you nerds take this outside. I would need
launch angle and exit velo data, right?
Well, I'm sure somebody will get that for you. All right, finally for me, Dan Bernstein, this is a great time of year because Madden released last week and NBA 2K18 is around the corner. I believe September 25th is the release date for that. And they've released their ratings for the top 10 players at each position. Point guard, of course, Russell Westbrook is first. Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, John Wall are the top five. Isaiah Thomas, Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley, Kemba Walker. Shooting guards with a rating of 95. James Harden is the number one shooting guard. The number two shooting guard on NBA 2K18 is...
Is it Jimmy Buckets?
It is Jimmy Butler, 90.
What about Dang?
Tied with Klay Thompson at 90 as well.
I only guess because of the way you relished bringing that up.
Superstar Jimmy is out there living his best life with his new braids and his new fashion sense. And Tom Thibodeau just grinding him into dust. Yeah, Klay Thompson is third. DeMar DeRozan, Bradley Beal with an 87 rating is fifth. CJ McCollum, Devin Booker, my guy, D-Book, got to be higher than that in my estimation. Avery Bradley, eighth. Dwayne Wade, ninth with an 82 rating. Chris Middleton. But this is the thing. Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
The shooting guard position is like, remember for years, second base was that position where you're like, all right, there's like three good players and then the rest are trash. The shooting guard position, that wing position, that designation has become like the meat position in the NBA right now, where you go high as far as Harden, Butler, Thompson.
Well, offenses have changed.
Yeah. Wing players are different in different places.
It was like running backs for a while. That was the glory position because of isolation basketball and you know, baseline chases, single double, floppy actions, all the Rip Hamilton plays. Every team had that guy, and Dominique, and even like your second tier guys were Jeff Malone.
Still getting buckets at 18, 19, 20 points a game.
Guys that came off screens and made shots.
Small forwards, of course. LeBron has the highest rating at 97. Kevin Durant at 96. Kawhi Leonard at 95. PG Paul George at 91. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder might be one of the top three teams in the West this year. Giannis, my guy, the Greek freak, who will be the best player in the NBA in now 2 years, is right there at 91. Eric Gordon Hayward is 6. Andrew Wiggins, Carmelo Anthony, Harrison Barnes, Danilo Gallinari. And, of course, the power forwards are all bad. The fact that Zach Randolph is still on this list lets you know where power forwards are at. And centers, DeMarcus Cousins, Karl Anthony Towns, Marc Gasol, and my guy, Nikola Jokic, coming in strong in the fourth position. So, yeah, for all you 2K18 people out there, the ratings are out. You can play Madden for about a month or so before you put it down and get some basketball in your life.
That is In Other News, presented by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. We still have a lot to do. Show's not even half over. John Frankel at 4. If you heard us yesterday, we were talking about his HBO Real Sports story about the spiraling, ridiculous costs of youth sports. He's going to talk to us about that at 4. Hub Arkish will take your calls of the Bears and the NFL at 5. And we've got this foursome with the cart for golf at Grand Geneva to give away, too. You've got Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Newspaper.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Kansas City Royals pitcher Danny Duffy was cited for DUI on Sunday. That's bad. Normally, this would be the part where I say getting cited for a DUI is bad, but getting cited for a DUI in a Burger King is a lot worse. There is no good DUI, only bad DUIs, and this one was terrible. This is a big Danny Duffy house. I like this guy's game, his presence, how he shows up in interviews, but I hate absolutely everything about this because it's just reckless, negligent, dangerous, and it involves a guy in Duffy who lost a friend and a teammate, Yordano Ventura, in a drunk driving accident in the offseason. There's absolutely no excuse. Not with Uber and not with everything that we know about drinking and driving. He apologized to everybody and said that he was sorry for the distraction, but he's lucky that he can call it that. We all are, because it could have been the end for him or for somebody else. I'm Jim Rome.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Hey, what's going on? Mark Grody here. There are some things in life that you just can't get out of, like jury duty, rush hour traffic, taxes, fill in the blank, lots of things. But thankfully, now getting out of your contract and rid of your old phone isn't one of those things. Don't get stuck with a network you're not happy with. Get unstuck. Join Verizon and they'll pay your cost to switch. They'll pay up to $650 on your old phone or contract when you trade in your phone. Visit any Verizon store for complete details. Better matters. Verizon. New smartphone device payment activation and port in required. Get up to $650 prepaid card for installment plan. Balance less trade-in value or up to $350 prepaid card for early termination fees, less trade-in value. Trade-in must be in good working condition and be worth more than $0. Line must remain active for 6 months. Subject to Verizon agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Shop Lowe's this Labor Day and find great deals for your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off select appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 824 through 96 via rebate. Appliance offer valid 824 through 913. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings, or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other, or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data, free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse to get bill credit for third and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Shop Lowe's and take advantage of early Labor Day savings with great deals for your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off select appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 824 through 96 via rebate. Appliance offer valid 824 through 913. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
To sleep well, so Mattress Firm has incredible Labor Day savings. Now through Monday, during Mattress Firm's Labor Day sales, all mattresses are on sale. We are talking about huge doorbuster deals, like 50% off Beautyrest Recharge mattresses. These used to be $1,149.99, now just $574.49, only while supplies last. And with that, you get a free pillow with every purchase.
And now through Monday, you get your choice of Beautyrest Firm mattresses or certain memory foam queen mattresses for over half off, now just $299.99. Get all the new and exclusive Dream Bed Lux at an unbeatable value of $39 a month for 6 years. Plus, you get a free adjustable base. Ooh. So you get like 20 different beds because of the combinations that you can mess around with.
So you can find your perfect mattress and take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years. That's 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And as you know, Mattress Firm is headquartered in Houston, Texas, and you're seeing all sorts of video and hearing about what's happening with the effects of Hurricane Harvey. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in this aftermath, but Mattress Firm is here to help. They are donating $1 million in product to those in need, plus a portion of every purchase made in any of their stores Wednesday, September 30th through Tuesday, September 5th. That should be, I assume that's August 30th.
Yeah, August 30th to the 5th. Yeah,
I guess today through September 5th will be donated to provide up to an additional $1 million worth of pillows, blankets, and mattresses.
That's huge. Those people are in need right now. Mattress Firm is stepping up huge.
Those are for people who have lost their homes and who need to rebuild. So if you go in now, not only can you take advantage of some of this, but you can help people who need your help right now, because Mattress Firm is pitching in to try to do that for their neighbors in Houston. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Right now. now at WoodfieldNissan.com. All Nissans are on sale. That's right, all of them. Everything we've got, the whole nine yards. Every single vehicle. It's the biggest sale of the year, and it's all happening at WoodfieldNissan.com. And you needn't worry about negotiation, because it won't be necessary. Get our lowest prices on every single Nissan in stock during the Bottom Line Model Year-End Event. No models will be held back from our huge online selection of over 700 vehicles. Like a 2017 Nissan Sentra for just $99 per month with $2,900 down. Or a 2017 Nissan Rogue for just $129 per month with $2,900 down. And if those weren't enough, we're giving you 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All you have to do is go to WoodfieldNissan.com to get your deal. They're all happening now at Woodfield Nissan during the Bottom Line Model Year-End Event. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com today. That's WoodfieldNissan.com. 36-month lease, payment plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. Includes all manufacturers' incentives. HY218-799-HP572205-GT658900.
The BestBuy.com.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the BNG Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch670thescore.com. We appreciate you hanging out with us. You can be anywhere in the world, so we appreciate you doing it with us. Dan, as you mentioned, at the top of the hour, we'll talk to John Frankel about the ridiculous costs of having a child and that child loving sports.
I like this beat.
Yeah, no, you know, this is the one thing that I will say that Shane does well is the music. Other than that, and his sense of style, I will say that as well. Shane, you're a thick man.
Yeah,
you're a thick man, and you wear Chelsea boots. I can't.
You trying to find pants that?
Yes.
Come down?
Okay. Yes. Because I don't want to mess around and fold up the ankles into the boot and ruffle the boot, make the boot look unseemly and out of shape. You know. Dude. But I can't get like skinny jeans don't do it for me. I got a high ass. You know, my ass is on my neck pretty much. I got big thighs. I'm like Jamal Anderson with the thighs in that way only, by the way. And no, not that, Shep. But seriously though, like I don't.
It's a sex comedy.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to go all the way skinny jeans, but I do enjoy the look of, you know, the jean into the Chelsea boot, maybe a t-shirt and like a pea coat or something like that over it for when the months come.
I got the answer for you. So they discontinued this line, Levi's did, but the 508 is one, a skinnier jean for guys with bigger legs like us.
Okay.
Like, yes, I also have a round butt.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the 508s. You get them on Amazon, like $35-$40.
See, I was going 541 for a while. Okay, 508s.
Okay, but no, get the 541, then take them to a tailor and have them taper the legs.
There it is.
I get the 511s and have them taper the feet a little bit more, but like go up a size because those are their skinny jeans. But okay. Go up a size and then have a tailor tailor the feet.
See?
Yeah.
This is the connecting that happens here on The Score. Man talk.
Yeah,
guy talk
I'm
here.
Completely out of this conversation.
No, I'm just saying. But I'm sure there are dudes who are listening right now who are probably in the market for a good Chelsea boot, and you don't want to wear, because boot, if you're still, this is the thing. And I know Siafa Lewis is probably listening. He listens all the time. That is the most stylish man, I think, in all of the city of Chicago. Ooh, when it
Ryan
comes.
Ryan Baker's going to have some speech
Ryan's,
with you.
Ryan's got a different level of, like, different kind of style. But in terms of contemporary, modern style, I think nobody gets it done on any level the way Siafa Lewis does. This is what you have to do. You don't have to dress like Siafa Lewis because you probably don't have that budget, but you got to get these square-toed dress shoes the hell up out of here. That needs to stop immediately. If you have a pair of square toes on right now, take them off.
Why?
Walk home barefoot. It's just not the move anymore. It's just not the move. Get that toe rounded out here. Like, we're not, this isn't, you know, it's, come on now, Peter Pan. We're not out here playing games when we're dressing up. All right, you can't. If you go to someone's funeral in a square-toed shoe, you are disrespecting that person's life.
What about a Jalen Rose jersey?
or a Bulls coat. Like Bulls coat. Yes, the square-toed shoe and the boot-cut jean. If you still are hanging on to the boot-cut jean, it is not coming back for you. Let those go as well.
To be fair, for everybody on the video stream, you are wearing jorts.
This is the thing. Jorts are in.
No, they're
jorts
not.
Yes, they are. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Jorts are back.
Don't
in.
Call me Shirley.
Jorts are back.
Roll down tide.
Don't get mad. No, it's not. See, look at you. Look at you looking in through your own little lens.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's not.
Stop making
jorts
things,
are back.
Things that they're not.
What?
That's a very
huge racist?
Thing.
I was actually interested in this conversation.
I mess with him on that all the time. He's my guy. No, Shane's not a racist.
He's your favorite racist.
He wears racist shirts every once in a while. But no, Shane's my guy. Shane's all good. We got him away from the barstool thing. He's a member of the family now. But yeah, jorts are back. So I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you talk about my jorts, sir. My jorts are stylish.
Scoreboard update. I'm
holding in all the greatness that is the golf. Man.
Okay, John Cena.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. I was going.
You're holding in Steve Goffman?
No, they're not holding in Steve Goffman. But my shorts will text you back if you text it.
I was here for Shane's description of his own butt. That was great.
Yeah, he said he got a nice round butt. Butts are important on men. You know, like, you don't want to look like you've been beating the ass with a backpack. You know what I mean? Like, the guys whose backs turn into a butt, like, you need a little bubble there. A little bit of a cut there. A little cuppage right there to go up underneath. Yeah.
William, where's that guy?
Start the buses.
I can't have this conversation.
Sorry, I apologize.
It's 3:33 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs are hoping to get to a season-high 12 games over 500 tonight as they get set to take on the Pirates at Wrigley Field. As the postseason draws near, Ian Happ told Spiegel and Parkins today he likes the Northsiders' chances.
I think it's just a matter of getting to the playoffs. If you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. You know, we feel good about our rotation, feel good about the bullpen, and the offense has been really, really good for the last month or two. So, yeah, we feel great about it.
Jose Quintana gets the start in this one. He'll face the Bucks' Ivan Nova. Pregame with Mark Gurdy gets underway tonight at 6:30. As for the White Sox, looking to bounce back from a loss last night in Minnesota, Derek Holland had a good outing on his last start, which was also against Minnesota. And that one, he tossed six innings of one-run ball. Jose Berrios goes to the mound tonight for the Twins. First pitch from Target Field at 7:10. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mariners get Mike Leake from the Cardinals today for a minor leaguer. And in the NFL, the fourth and final preseason game for the Bears is tomorrow night at Soldier Field. Don't expect to see Mike Glennon. He'll sit this one out. Instead, Mitchell Trubisky and Connor Shaw slated to handle the duties under center. Kyle Long likely won't play either. The Bears are hoping he's ready in time for the season opener. This closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. Today, the Dow finished up 27 points. NASDAQ finished up 66. The S&P was up 11. Listen live with Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting from the park at Wrigley on Friday from 9 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. before the Cubs take on the Braves. Stop by the broadcast when the gates open 2 hours before game time and catch the action. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Nissan.
The Gerald Nissan bottom line motto year in event is going on.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago?
What was that?
When it was announced that the Taco Bell by Wrigley was going to be replaced by...
People were sobbing.
And people went just... And we were laughing at the idiots. And somebody put like a Facebook Save the Taco Bell thing together.
And FireLoveySmith.com.
You remember that, though?
What are we going to do if they get rid of the McDonald's? I threw up right behind that.
Yeah, they're getting sentimental over the Wrigley Taco Bell. This is advice.com. Right. And this posted earlier today. I want to thank the Twitter follower Chris for he tagged you on it, but he just sent it to
me. @PaidDoozy83.
Yeah, so this is from Vice.com. It says technically the Save the Wrigleyville Taco Bell rally scheduled for Saturday, as reported by Chicagoist, the Tribune's imprint Red Eye, DNA Info, and Sports Illustrated, among others, was not canceled. Because it never really existed in so much that it was never meant to take place. And they quote CJ Black, the 23-year-old unfortunate founder of the event. When I initially created the event, I did so with the sole intent of sharing it with three or four of my friends with whom I frequented the Taco Bell, and that's it. So I thought that I was going to get a laugh out of a friend or two, and then I would just fade into obscurity. I had no intention of this going beyond anything more than that. And yet... The rally, which Black created while waiting, he said, for a convenience store egg sandwich to finish cooking, went well beyond that. First, it became a tongue-in-cheek stand against the rapid renovation of Wrigleyville. the area immediately surrounding Wrigley Field in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood on the city's north side. A development that resonates differently with varying levels of despair, sadness, and excitement across generations of Cubs fans and residents who live mere blocks away. Then, perhaps because in the shadow of Charlottesville, an obviously quixotic rally could be read a little too much and a little too easily like a cruel joke. All Lives Matter made animate. The rally and its Facebook page became the target for vitriol. It wasn't planned to make fun of anybody or anything because it wasn't planned at all, Black says. He says he understands the anger, though it does not align with what the intent of the page was. I think those upset take it a little bit more seriously than it was ever meant to be taken. It really wasn't ever intended or pointed at making fun of anybody in any way. This was not Black's first brush with internet infamy. He and a partner created CheckAshleyMadison.com, a site which allowed the adultery-focused dating site's data hacking scandal to be more easily searched. He said, by the time, this is the writer, saying, I first reached out to Black on August 22nd, the rally was scheduled for August 26th. The backlash had begun. While the event was organized before Unite the Right, it had the misfortune of taking place after, which may have contributed to the anger. One of the first posts on the event page, when I looked at it, was a Lakeview resident castigating the page's supporters for rallying around such a trivial cause as real problems rage all around us. And Black had penned an explanation in response to the criticisms. Unfortunately, both of these were lost, or the page was removed, and the cached version does not include them.
Wait a minute.
He said, there's no thought behind this. It was put together for the purpose of joking with your friends. And after it took off a little bit, I did take some interviews. I talked to some reporters. Well, yeah. If you're talking to reporters, then you're enjoying
control on them.
He says, and I made it clear, at least I feel that this was a joke.
No, I got out of control. There was a moment here where he thought this could be serious and he could do something with this, and then it got outside of his reach.
So, on August 2nd, Cranes first reported the developers who bought the Taco Bell lot, a kitty corner to the world-famous Red Marquee, planned on throwing up a three-story mixed commercial space. Seemingly innocuous business news was more akin to Chicagoans to the final thrust of a matador, which is probably a little much. And the Taco Bell, unchanged, ironically resplendent in its corporate colors with a Cubs cap hanging from its sign, was the last bastion of old Wrigley. And the issues are powerful enough that a rally was certainly not out of the question. As the event got out of hand, Black debated the best way to tamp it.
I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
To tamp it down. He hesitated removing the page. He eventually settled on canceling the rally and closing down the page before the scheduled time. His main concern was having people show up disrupting Taco Bell's business. And he drove by to make sure nobody had arrived, and the lot was barren. But he said, the last thing that I want for my joke to go and cause somebody else to have a bad day. So the workers at Taco Bell didn't ask for this. Yeah,
it got out of his hands.
Apparently, the timing did not benefit this guy, but he can't have it both ways. You can't revel in being the guy that put together this sarcastic Save Taco Bell rally and then say, oh, no, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. I'm taking all the interviews and doing that. It's just a joke. I'm being on TV. You kind of got to own it.
Yeah. Now, the Ashley Madison thing is interesting as well, because I think those ran for about 2 hours on this station and immediately got yanked.
Oh, the commercials.
Yeah, commercial.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long, long time
ago. It was when Agassi was in charge, I remember.
And two commercials ran, and immediately all the people who were upset about, you know, promoting cheating and all these things started calling up the switchboard and complaining, and they got yanked off the air.
And the funniest thing about that was that when they actually showed who had signed up, it was 99.9% men. There were no women signing up.
Because when women want to cheat, they don't have to sign up on the internet for it. Like, usually if you have to sign up to cheat, no one wants to cheat with you. You know what I mean?
I just thought they could have repurposed it and just supplied men with men. So, look, this is all we got for you.
There's probably a market there.
We need to be honest with you about our database. And you can cheat, but it's going to have
to be with Todd.
It's not going to be what you thought.
Right.
Right.
And I'm sure there's some guys like, hey, I'm here.
Larry's coming over. And he's bringing some wings.
We can share clothes.
Yep. You can talk about your Chelsea boots.
Right. Whatever you need to do, you know. There's a Ray Donovan line here that I want to drop from like the first couple episodes. That's look at Shep's face. I want to say it so bad. Will I get dumped if I? Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, the jorts people are out.
Yeah. Well,
and the jorts.
Listen.
Do jorts make people that angry?
What people are thinking about jorts? It's not the carpenter, you know, hammer pocket jorts that you used to. Yes, I was down on jorts for a long time because they looked awful on people. But if there's a certain cut that you can get and the distressed look is in now. So, yeah, I'm not. Listen, the Score fan is the last man that I am going to take fashion advice from. Do you see our remotes? There are men who roll up in potato sacks and Steve sacks and the worst shoes, striped high top like Elliot Perry type.
Probably Jason's.
Yeah, the men that roll up
side
to our,
swipe for Elliot Perry.
The men who roll up to our remotes. God bless you, but you look awful.
Yeah, some of the ugliest human beings on the face of the
earth. I'm not about to take manly, oh, this is what you should wear, from guys who have no one in their life that loves them enough to tell them not to look like that.
Thank you.
It's pretty simple. Shane actually has a really good sense of style. There are a couple of guys around this station that have good senses of style that I would listen to, but yeah, come on, man. You guys that are dressing like the dad all-stars out there, I'm not going to take fashion advice from you.
Well, I'm telling you, stop wearing jorts.
No, dude, you...
Okay, you know what? No.
Listen. Let me tell you something.
I think we've got a demographic dichotomy.
Yeah, that's all it is. The old cats don't understand what's in and what's not in and what's trendy and what's not trendy. They just wear what they wear, and if it comes back, they're happy that it came back.
Like, I can't stand these women's high-waisted pants that are ubiquitous now. I actually like them. I don't think they're flattering.
I think they're a good look.
All.
Yeah, I think they're a good look for certain body types. I think you'll see some. You're like, you got to have like
the high-waisted yoga pants. It's
a different
everything. Torso
and a different kind of waist. You know what I mean? Like this, certain things look good on certain people. So if you can pull it off, Shane, you talking to me about my jorts. I don't talk to you about these I'm cold mom sweaters that you come to work in every once in a while.
That's fine.
You know what I'm talking about? Like every mom out there that's...
Shane does a half-assed Zac Brown impression every time he puts on a shirt or puts on boots. That's all he does, and then he posts on Instagram. He wants to be a Shane. He wants to be Zac Brown, and then he gets mad and he gets triggered as all hell whenever you mention it.
My mom has one. Every mom out there has one. My lady now has one. It's the I'm cold. This office is cold. I'm going to throw on this sweater that I have hanging up in my cube. Shane wears those quite often.
It's called a cardigan, and it's fine.
It's not buttoned up.
Why don't you get a pashmina?
It's not buttoned up. It's always flowy. I don't know if I'm talking.
Buttons. Yeah. That's part of the style.
But that's the thing. I never get on you for looking like that.
I wouldn't mind one. I'm always freezing in here.
I'll bring one in for you. I won't get on you for jorts if you leave the cardigans alone.
I like cardigans. I just don't like the way you rock them. That's all. You look like you need a bowl of soup and a friend.
Well, I could use those regardless of the cardigan.
Who's going to turn that down?
All right,
this segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
This for the 630 college student. Jorts are not in, my man. Let me tell you something right now. If you're a college student and you're listening to this show, yeah, you should probably be doing something else besides critiquing my jorts.
We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, where cars and SUVs are just better. Our guy Scott from Davenport crunched some Aaron Judge numbers and might have a partial answer as to what's going on. I've got that for you next on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
I'm really exerting effort at about 80%. The ball doesn't come out any slower. It just feels like I'm a little bit more under control of my body and much more able to locate.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
It's instant savings time at Sam's Club. Save over $5,000 on hundreds of items, all preloaded to your membership card. Get set for football season with $200 off an LG 75-inch 4K UHD smart TV. Plus, score savings on DiGiorno pizzas, Tostitos Hint of Lime scoops, and so much more. Now you can beat the lines. Download our Scan and Go app and check out instantly. Join today at samsclub.com or at your local club and get instant savings now through September 17th.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra accounts remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot last to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
First American, you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's Dan and Jason.
What did Keon Broxton just do?
He did something amazing.
I look up and people are reacting like Keon Broxton just brought the house down.
All right. Was that? No, that's not Grichuk.
Is it Randall Grichuk? No, one of those other guys they made. It was Grichuk. It was Randall Grichuk.
Oh, he robbed a home run.
Okay, yeah.
In a 6-5 game.
To end the game.
Yeah, to end the game.
For the final out of the game.
Keon Broxton.
He reaches up over the wall.
Gave you the full Broxton package after.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
We out here. Game.
Let's go.
All right, whole lot of game bleep. Let's go. The pitch is like, boy, I'm so glad we got a natural athlete out there.
That's a fine, smooth, natural athlete. Well, I'll do our baseball policing later.
Man. Is that Knebel?
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Knebel.
That's enough.
That's Evil Knievel. Yep.
All right. So Scott from Davenport gave you some numbers on something.
Yeah, this makes sense.
That's good enough for a short segment.
Yep. And this is trying to figure out why Aaron Judge sucks. And
in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why his second half numbers suck. His home run to fly ball ratio in the first half was 41.7%.
That's amazing.
4 out of every 10 fly balls were a home run.
Pretty damn good.
Second half, 17.9.
Is Aaron tiring?
Well, it also looks like the percentage of hard pitches hit is down to 32.1%.
Okay.
She's seeing fewer fastballs is what it looks like.
Right.
And it's also the opposite field percentage has gone way up.
He's Pedro Serrano.
So it appears that pitchers are throwing
off-speed
stuff low and away, and all he can do is flip it out into right field and into center field, and he just can't drive the ball out of the park.
Why don't guys move around in the box more?
Yes.
Well...
All right, Hawk Goff here.
No, why?
Back in my day, we'd be up in the box, back in the box.
Why doesn't that happen?
Now is not the time to introduce that question into our conversation.
I'm asking you.
I don't know that they do or don't.
It doesn't seem like they do. Guys dig in, and if a pitch is outside and they can't reach it, they're just not going to get it for the entire night.
I can't answer that without knowing whether or not, first of all, it's true that guys aren't
Jesus
moving around
Christ.
In the box as much.
No,
Hawk?
Just try to have a damn
Hawk
conversation
Goff.
With this clown bag.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. John Frankel of HBO's Real Sports is up next to talk about something we got into a little bit yesterday. We are going to get his unique perspective, having talked to a bunch of people, about what has gone on with the explosion of the youth sports racket and what that is doing to people, doing to kids, and doing to sports. It's coming up next on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. For huge. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I've been telling you about your hot spots, and you need more of them in your life so you don't pay those pesky data overages fees on your cell phone bill. Xfinity Wi-Fi is a network of hotspots that keeps you connected to the internet around the town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as people like myself, Xfinity internet customers, customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, I've been telling you, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's measly 30,000 hotspots nationwide. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots to the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com for more details. The offer ends September 21st, so hurry up. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto-pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1985, Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb with 4,191 hits.
The Cleveland Browns became the first team in NFL history to have a play reviewed by instant replay. This week in 1986, Cal Ripken Jr. broke Gehrig's record playing in 2,131 straight games. This week in 1995, and this week in 2013, Serena Williams won her fifth women's single.